Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council unanimously adopted as amended the city's land management plan. In 2018, the City Council approved a citywide approach to land management through the development of the city's first land management plan. And since then, city administration has worked to draft a plan to inventory, evaluate, and develop recommendations related to city-owned lands. City Manager Paul Ostrander told KSRM,
"The land management plan was something that had been in the works for almost 4 years here at the city. So it had been a lengthy process, and this is the last step. The amendments that were in front of council came from a couple different sources. They either came from one of our commissions as a suggested amendment, or it came from a member of the public that the council wanted to consider, or it came directly from a council member as an amendment that they wanted to consider. So the list of amendments that were in that memo were the 13 amendments that had been generated through this lengthy process of taking this plan through the commissions and in front of the public and then through a council work session."
The City of Kenai Imagine Kenai 2030 Comprehensive Plan includes economic development and land use goals and objectives to develop a land inventory and land use strategies to implement a forward-looking approach to community growth and development. The goals of the land management plan incorporate many of these objectives, also including providing an inventory of city-owned lands with detailed information on each parcel, identifying properties required for public purpose or to meet a future public need, establishing recommendations for individual parcels that are surplus to the needs of the city to assist in responsible development, and creating a comprehensive reference document that establishes a format for developing land management policies and procedures. The city owns over 300 subdivided parcels, including wetlands, tidelands, land surrounding the airport, and land suitable for a variety of business, commercial, industrial, residential, recreational, and cultural purposes. More details, RadioKenai.com. 22 candidates are running in the August regular primary for Alaska's U.S. House seat. This after 9 dropped out by last weekend's withdrawal deadline. The 3 candidates in the August special election for the seat are running in the regular primary. They include Republican candidate former Governor Sarah Palin, Nick Begich III, and Democrat Mary Peltola. The Alaska Supreme Court on Saturday ruled that Republican Tara Sweeney, who finished 5th in the June 11th House special primary, would not advance to the special election after the candidate who finished 3rd, independent Al Gross, withdrew. The court affirmed a lower court ruling that agreed with the decision by the State Division of Elections director that Gross withdrew too late for Sweeney to replace him on the special election ballot. Sweeney is running in the regular primary, and most of the others running in the regular primary are relative unknowns. The August 16th special election will coincide with the regular primary. The winner of the ranked choice special election will serve the remainder of the late Republican Representative Don Young's term, which lasts until January. And while the top 4 candidates from the regular primary are to advance to the November general election, the winner of the November election, which also is a ranked choice contest, will serve a new 2-year term, which begins in early 2023. The deadline to withdraw from the primary was Saturday. Candidates who withdrew from that also include Gross, Democratic candidates Adam Wool and Christopher Constant, Republicans John Coghill and Josh Rivak, and independent Jeff Lowenfels. The overall field is much smaller than the 48 candidates who ran in the special primary. More details, visit the State Division of Elections website for candidate lists.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.